This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Well, the federal government has announced new restriction on who's eligible for COVID shots. Ned Kalange, Colorado's chief medical officer, said those standards won't apply for state residents.
The General Assembly this year passed the bill that allowed the Board of Health to look at other experts, like professional groups or other groups that provide evidence-based recommendations.
Kalange said those organizations would likely suggest that most adults and children continue to receive COVID shots. Last week, the Food and Drug Administration said the boosters should be restricted to adults 65 and older and younger people with underlying medical conditions that put them at risk for severe disease. Colorado is an epicenter of federal employment and, more recently, of federal layoffs, which explains why a support group has sprung up that has drawn hundreds of former feds. The group meets Tuesdays in Denver and consists mainly of former aid workers, says co-founder Susan Abbott.
We're going to meet every Tuesday until every single person finds a new job, a new reality, a new pivot, a new something.
The Tuesday Group, as it's become known, gathers at the Posner Center for International Development in Denver. Organizers expect the ranks to grow as paychecks run out soon for many furloughed feds. An Aspen property currently holds the title of most expensive home for sale in the U.S. What's known as the Little Lake Lodge is listed for $300 million. It has 18 bedrooms and sits on 74 acres just a mile from downtown Aspen. Look for clear skies tonight with lows in the 60s across the Front Range. This is CPR News.